producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stefan, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, Kenny Kessler, who is monitoring Facebook and Twitter. We ought to get a review of the best items of the week, Kenny, from our social media. Our quote of the day today, Homeland is racist. The meaning of Arabic graffiti featured in a recent episode of Homeland. Mm. The show got punked by the graffiti artists they hired to make a set look authentic. I guess it was an authentic of yours, because nobody knew what they put until somebody actually who understood Arabic read the graffiti, and what was there wasn't what they asked for.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wow. So,
yeah, hello. Ding, 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 ding.
Did it air? It aired, right?
Yes, it aired. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, no, it aired. John Mayer, responsible for our thought of the day today. That's a musician, singer, John Mayer, who's turning 38 today. Happy birthday to him. He said, quote, whenever they say it can't be done, remind them that they make a jelly bean that tastes exactly like popcorn. All right. Help yourself to the latest from Lamar Odom. This is becoming more and more of a who hit John sort of thing. You've heard the TMZ and some of the other people have been saying all kinds of things about Lamar Odom and his apparent overdose at the Love Ranch brothel, and that it paid $75,000 to have whatever needs he needed taken care of, as you can sort of get the drift from that. So in this circumstance, the illicit drugs that he had in his system, one person that I saw said it was enough to kill a horse. Others say that he had been so upset about his divorce from Khloe Kardashian that that's what caused him. Whatever the facts are, whatever the unnamed sources are, you wonder about the reliability. So I dug around into the police reports, some of the major takeaways from the sheriff's press conference. At approximately 3:15, October 13th, dispatchers got a couple of calls. We had that 911 call there, and it basically described what was going on inside of the ranch. The two people who had responded reported that he was unconscious but breathing and had taken 10 tablets of sexual performance-enhancing supplements. That had been over a three-day period. That's not enough to do anything to you. Doesn't do a thing to you. If you took them over a three-day period, it's the fact they even are saying that that may have had something to do with this is nonsense. Odom had blood coming out of his nose when the EMTs got there. Then the 911 caller admitted that Odom had been using cocaine. That was confirmed again on Saturday. So anyway, the ambulance arrived. Odom was taken to a medical facility. He was stabilized, but he's basically brain dead. And by the way, as an aside, remember we said yesterday that a helicopter was called to take him, but it was determined he was too big to fit in. That apparently is true, that they couldn't. Most of those helicopters are fairly large. Aren't they? Find it hard to believe they'd have such a small. I mean, it's not unusual to find a guy around who's big.
Yeah, I buy that, though. Mm-hmm.
Medical calls to the brothel hardly ever happen. That's one item came out of this.
By the way, he was almost 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 6'8", 6'10". 6'10",
yeah, something like that. Well, he's got to play basketball. He's supposed to be tall, right? And anyway, the question comes on who provided him with the drugs. He paid $75,000 for a 4.5-day visit. And included in that, apparently, was as much as he wanted in terms of drugs. I don't know. I don't get from what I know of him, and I would admit to you that I'm not a scholar when it comes to Lamar Odom, but I'm going to guess that he wasn't big on using drugs. I mean, he was not a big drug user, thus the reaction to the cocaine. I think, tell me if I'm wrong, you guys, if you have some usage in your system or your system has accepted it to a point, if you use more and more all the time, it's sort of your system will adapt to it. Is that true or not?
I don't know about that. I would say that you definitely would have a better knowledge of what your body can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are somebody who just goes on a binge once every whatever months,
right.
And you're not really kind of in tune with what your body can handle with it, yeah, it easily could overdose.
Yeah. So I think that's where we are coming from.
I don't think I buy that he was a novice user. No, I think he probably was a user. I mean, just
you think he was?
That whole LA the party, Kardashian, they're not known to be, but it's the party crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of assume that part of them are.
Yeah. Listen, this is not my world. I don't know anything about it. I'd have to defer to you. I see a lot of this stuff.
Not mine either, but, you know, I know people. So.
Right, exactly. I don't even know people. Or I don't know if I know people.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Maybe there are new people.
Yeah. I don't know.
Back in the day.
I know people. All right, but thank you. But this thing is playing out on television. I mean, this is ridiculous. The usual stuff. It's getting way, but it's this is one of the most.
You know what? It's just sad now.
It is.
This guy just chucked his life away.
He did. Yep.
It's,
and was it because he was so in love with Khloe Kardashian and she wasn't with him? I mean, the Kardashians are just users. That would be to be in the DNA of that family.
I'm a big believer. I've said it here before. The thing that changed my life was the reality that you are in charge of your own destiny. When I heard Led Zeppelin songs, nobody's fault but mine.
Nope.
It was just
right.
Like ding.
Yep.
And
make your choices.
Reality, dude.
Make your choices.
You can't blame it on anybody else.
Okay, things that are trending at DougSteffen.com today beside this. The Trump and Carson situation with the next GOP debate. They sent the two of them together.
Yeah.
Sent a letter yesterday to CNBC and said, forget about it. You want a three-hour debate? Count us out. 2 hours or nothing. What did they say, Kenny?
I said, good riddance. I think it gets dangerous if you let the candidates start dictating how the debates are run.
You know, I don't. I think that these debates are run poorly. And
I think they're too damn long anyway.
Good for them for standing up. But Carly Fiorina says, hey, if they don't have the stamina, you know, I guess I could go 3 hours. No big deal to me. She's awesome.
Yeah.
So take that, you two.
But look at this. Mm. And Jennifer and I talked about this in the, I guess it was the first debate. You know, Carson and Trump seem to be buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And now by them getting together and on this, I see if Trump gets the ticket, him saying, you want to be my partner?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are thinking. There's a picture floating around like there is of Hillary and Bernie Sanders. There's a picture in people's minds of Trump and Carson together. I think you're right, Richie. I think there's a sort of a shape of Hillary and Bernie together.
Yeah.
And there's a shape of Trump and Carson together.
That's kind of a good cop, bad cop thing,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Like
a lethal weapon pair?
I think Jeb Bush is out of it. I think a lot of these guys are falling. Even though Jeb Bush raised $13.4 million over the summer, that's shy about $7 million of what Carson has raised. And
right.
Trump doesn't want to raise any money. He doesn't want to be beholden to anybody. He's using his own dough.
Marco Rubio and Bush and Fiorina are still, still have a pulse. They're still
they do. Yeah.
But like with, Carson, go ahead. With Carson, he's taking time off to go sell books. How serious is he as a candidate?
That's a good question. Yeah. Well, see if people respond to that, Richie. Kenny on Facebook. 16 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, so you saw the premiere of Undateable Live Friday, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I was part of the show. I even tweeted the cast during the show.
Wow, really?
Yes, you can literally connect with the cast during Undateable Live on social media.
That's so cool.
Twitter or Instagram, you know? So it's unlike any TV experience ever. I mean, this show isn't just live. It's alive.
It's amazing. Then it's the premiere of a new comedy, Truth Be Told, starring Mark Paul Gosselaar and Tone Bell.
Man, it looks laugh out loud funny.
Tonight on NBC.
Woo, gonna be good.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, October 16th through the 19th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
It's 17 and actually 18 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. There's a report from the Competitive Enterprise Institute, boys,
yes,
which is a libertarian think tank. If you don't know about it, I read their stuff all the time. And the report argues that government regulation ought not to stifle the development and use of drones. The report suggests drone technology is poised to transform the way we live and work. Offers great potential for precision agriculture, surveying, photography, infrastructure inspection, disaster response, parcel delivery, a lot of other applications. Well-meaning but overzealous policymakers pose a risk to drone development because they want to curb it. So, what's the best way to handle drones? I think if they show up over your backyard, you shoot them down.
I was out flying mine yesterday with my son.
You?
I have two.
Really?
Yeah.
You have two sons? No, you only have one son.
I have two drones.
Two drones?
One little one and one medium one.
Oh, really?
I'm going to get another medium one that goes a lot faster.
All right. Why?
Well, you know what? It's funny. I was listening about a story where a local college is going to start offering drones 101 and 102, how to fly, understanding how, because there is such a market for this in the future. And as a matter of fact, when my son and I were out at the field yesterday, it was on a baseball field, this guy pulled up and got out, and he had a Navy shirt on. He was a Navy pilot. And he said, let me tell you something. The way that kid flies, he's got a future in the military flying drones. That is a skill that they are looking for.
Of course it is.
And
of course it is.
You look at this, and they're predicting by 2025 that it'll be $82 billion worth in the economy based on drone services. So I just sit there with my son, my 11-year-old son.
He's going to be a drone
ding,
guy.
Ding, yeah. Ding.
Learn how to fly drones, kid.
Take another five laps.
Yeah. Good. I have to help that kid out. He's going to help himself.
He's good at it, man.
Nothing wrong with that. Those are the kinds of skills that are going to be needed. Nothing wrong with teaching them at 9, 21 after on Good Day.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
It's three times, three days in the living room.
Okay. Here's the tee up for our My Three Songs contest. Again, every day we play three tunes that have something that hold them, sort of bind them together. Your job is to figure out what it is that they have in common and dial this up at 888-302-3684. Tell us what these songs and the artists have in common. And let's see here. You're going to like all these songs.
I haven't played yet. Yeah, I'm looking at the names of the songs and I don't get it yet.
So okay. What's that? Kenny Rogers. The greatest hit on the charts in the spring of 1999. This was the first time he had it in 10 years. Stayed on the charts for 20 weeks. The song came from his 23rd studio album and first on his own label. I'm going to go with Meredith to see Kenny Rogers early in December, his Christmas concert. Never seen it. I've never seen him in concert. That would be kind of a fun thing.
All right,
so the first one is The Greatest by Kenny Rogers. Next one, we play at certain times of the year, more than others, it would seem. John Fogerty in Centerfield. Big song on the charts this week, 1985. The song appeared a few years later in the movie Bull Durham. And maybe a hit there, Richie. It's used to wake up the astronauts on the space shuttle in 2008. George W. said it was his favorite song. How about that?
Sure.
John Fogerty in Centerfield. Second of three in a row. The Greatest by Kenny Rogers, number one. Centerfield, John Fogerty, two. This is Eddie Vedder. All the Way. Pearl Jam singer, Mr. Vedder.
Love
Pearl. Song released just for the fans in Chicago. Wrote the song at a fantasy camp after a suggestion by Hall of Famer Ernie Banks. So this is a song you probably, some of you may not be familiar with.
Yeah, I saw him at the Cubs game the other day.
Oh, you did? What, Richie?
He was at the Cubs game the other day. They were showing him on the TV.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happened to what happened? The Mets won, right? What's going on with
Mets
that?
Mets win. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
The Mets play the Cubs.
The Mets play the Cubs. Cubs. I couldn't be pulling for the Cubs more than.
I thought they were both National League teams.
They are.
Oh, all right. So
the Cubs.
We haven't got to the World Series.
No. This
for another week or so.
This is the Championship Series.
All right. Okay. All right. So we'll be playing baseball in November then. That's the way it's going. This is going to happen. All right, let's see what we can figure out here. How about if we all meet and greet a lady named Phyllis, who's in Union, Missouri. Phyllis, welcome to Good Day, ma'am.
Well, thank you very much.
Nice to have you here. What are you doing? What's happening in your life at this very moment other than you're talking with us?
Well, I've been watching the baseball playoffs.
Have you? You like St. Louis? Who do you like?
Well, St. Louis is out, unfortunately.
I know they are. So now, who do you like?
I guess Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, they have a... That's one of those... didn't they have... Wasn't there sort of a... The Kansas City and St. Louis, wasn't there one year... Do I remember that? Kansas City and St. Louis in the World Series?
Yes, the I-70.
Yeah, right, the I-70 series. Yeah, I thought I remembered that. I didn't think I was crazy, Richie. You think I am, but I'm not.
A little bit.
All right, Phyllis, what's the thing that these three songs, the Rogers song, the Fogerty song, the Vedder song, have in common?
Well, they all have to do with baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the park. Are you a big baseball fan? Like, do you like to go or just listen to the games on the radio? You like to actually go to the games?
A little bit of both.
Yeah. I can hear it in your voice. I think you'd be pretty good. Just not too many beers or too much sauerkraut and sausage, right?
Sauerkraut's good.
Right.
So is beer.
All right, Phyllis, hold on a second. Karen's going to take good care of you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Appreciate your listening, being tuned in to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Cat guardians, forget the old age thinking that cats don't like baths and can't be bathed. Show cats are bathed regularly. All cats should receive some assistance with their grooming. If started while young, your cat will become adjusted to it. If your cat is older, it's best to introduce kitty to bath time gradually. Whether young or old, play with your cat in empty sink or bathtub. Give your cat her favorite toys or treats, and after a few play periods with kitty appears relaxed, then you can start adding a little bit of water, a little at a time, over a period of weeks. Make sure that every time you place her in the sink, it always ends with something positive. A little romp around the house, a new paper bag, a new toy, maybe some fresh catnip. You know, as our cats get older, they also need help with grooming. So teaching them that bathing is okay when they're younger can make all the difference in keeping them in good shape when they get older. Because nothing makes a cat more anxious and more depressed than not being able to be groomed properly. It's really that easy. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Special announcement from Lumber Liquidators. Hundreds of styles and inventory are now available at our 4th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. For a limited time, save as much as 70% or more on designer quality floors with over 400 varieties of beautiful flooring like 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood from an incredible $199. Hot new wood look tiles, clearance price from 99 cents. Hand-scraped hickory laminate is about half off. Plus, hurry in for additional yard sale deals starting at just 39 cents. And get 24-month special financing. Don't miss the Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Fall is here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their paint perk.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. so it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, a good day.
She's a mother.
Apparently. Lamar Odom. There's new video now of Lamar Odom in the brothel as Khloe Kardashian weighs tough decisions. So apparently his life is in her hands.
Wonderful. How much money
they're
is
still
in
married.
Stake?
So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. The trending stories still seem to be political. The Trump-Carson threat to boycott the next GOP debate. Mrs. Clinton has raked in $33 million. So what else do you... it's very interesting to sort of look at all of this stuff. The money totals that are coming in, that seems to be the focus of the news media this week. How much has Jeb Bush raised? How much has Carly Fiorina? Yeah, I actually haven't heard anything about Fiorina. She got money wrong.
$7.5 million she's raised in the last...
Right.
I guess it was.
So, I mean, that's too bad that that's the bottom line here when it comes to, but it is, it's the political game. And it is, it's a game. Folks, this is a game. You got to play the game in order to win. Speaking of the game, you'll remember Denny Hastert.
Yes.
He was the Speaker of the House.
Former wrestling coach.
Former high school teacher and wrestling coach. Seems to have gotten a little frisky with some of the boys early on, though.
Oh, no.
This is early on. So, He's pulled a 180. Earlier this year, you remember that he pled not guilty to lying to the FBI. Once again, one of these stories. Richie loves these.
Yep.
You can't get them on what he really did.
We don't
get
you on what we say you did,
yeah.
But then you lie to us about what we say you did, and we convict you on that. Even though we can't prove you did what we say you did.
Right.
So how do we know you're really lying
we'll
if we can't prove
else.
You did what we say you did?
So yesterday, his lawyer said, on second thought, he'll plead guilty. He's accused of agreeing to pay millions of dollars in hush money, which I wonder how he got, to an unidentified person. He withdrew the money slowly and illegally, hoping the FBI wouldn't notice. They did.
$9,999. Right. Thank you.
$99 a year on the wire. The feds say he was paying the person off for some kind of prior misconduct. So really not good common sense on his part. So instead of taking out $9,000, take out $4,000. And you do it intermittently. But anyway, this doesn't sound... What they're trying to... His lawyers are trying to make it seem like he's not so shady. And so all of the allegations that he sexually abused his student during his pre-political career as a teacher and a coach, he'll accept a plea deal later this month. And I think 48 hours is prepping for a new episode. Probably under the circumstances. What a sad reality. It really is. Sad. Speaking of sad realities, Randy Quaid is out.
out of his mind? What?
Well, a little.
Out of what?
The Vermont judge yesterday released him and his wife, so they now can address that five-year-old criminal charge they're facing in California for wrecking a motel or a hotel or some.
It was a guest house in a house that he used to live in.
Oh, was that it? Okay.
So kind of like the what's the O.J. Simpson guy the who lived in the guest house out back? Same deal.
Was it Al?
No, it was the redheaded radio dude.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like him.
Right, yeah, I forget his name. He was a fly-by-night radio guy.
Yeah.
The only reason he got on the radio is because he was a friend of O.J.'s, and he had a short-lived career because he was horrible.
The only reason he got on the radio is because O.J. murdered somebody, and he became famous because of it.
Yeah. It was Cato something.
Cato, right.
Yeah.
Cato Caitlin.
Yeah, he's
something like that.
Sounds like a character out of a Pink Panther movie.
Yeah, right, exactly. Ba-dum.
Hello, my friend Cato.
Okay, this is something that really gnaws at me. So I want to refresh your memory with a story that goes back a couple of years. Do you remember the affluenza case? Texas 16-year-old was drunk. Caused a fatal car accident that killed four people, severely hurt a couple of others. We talked about it a lot, national headlines. Ethan Couch is his name. Comes from a lot of money. Defense team used an unusual argument during the trial. It was that he was the victim of affluenza. Too much money. The sentencing going on, the psychologist hired by the family testified that he was a product of affluenza, describing his irresponsible lifestyle associated with having too much money, and that irresponsible parenting had enabled him, despite the fact that he had a blood alcohol level three times the legal limit, he's not responsible. His parents' money is responsible. Do you realize if this thing actually, and it apparently is working, do you realize this further goes down that street of the rich versus the poor, and look at all those rich people, when in fact he's responsible, even as a teenager. Did the parents enable him by giving him everything he wants? Yeah, but where do we draw the line here? This is something, I think there's tonight on ABC's 2020, there's an overview of this. So you get a refresher on the victims, a refresher on what this little worm was doing. These two people, the mother and daughter that were killed in the crash, and what was going on. It was just the whole thing. This was a neighborhood crash, by the way. This wasn't. It wasn't like it. Like they were coming. They had been at parties. All of the people, not at the same party, but Ethan Couch had a party. Been living unsupervised at his parents' home, and it's like the parents have two homes. He's in one by himself at 16, and they're somewhere else living their life. How do you like that? What do you think of that scenario, folks? How's that work out for you? So there are pictures you'll see of the tonight of the car, and then the reality of the people who were killed. And it just, when I come back around to this, it bothers me a lot, because I think that, again, we're playing this game of money and influence, and how that this, I guess it plays into it, but I don't know how you don't hold this kid responsible. At 16, do you know the difference between right and wrong? Yes or no? Kenny, do you know the difference between right and wrong when you were 16?
Yeah.
Richie, absolutely. Do you know the difference between right and wrong when you were 16? I'm sure you did stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah. I did a lot of stupid stuff. But yes,
oh, yeah.
Basically I did.
Yeah.
I was the king of stupid stuff when I was 16.
You were the king of stupid stuff when I met you. That was only 18 years ago.
It hasn't changed much, has it?
Yeah. No, it hasn't. Well, now you're all right. Anyway, I just, this thing is bugging me. And I don't like the rich versus poor thing, but I do see how irresponsible parents. I don't think you have to have money to be irresponsible as a parent. Do you? I mean, there are parents who do a good job. What's money got to do with it? Either are a good parent or a bad parent. Now, did this circumstance, because they had money, allow him to do things that he might not have done if they didn't have money? Yeah, maybe. But I think this thing has been twisted around. I heard something else earlier, Kenny. What, you remember what ruffled my feathers earlier when it came to... I know what it was. It was Ellen had Bernie Sanders on her program yesterday. And she went into, I pay 50% in taxes so the people who don't have as much money can have some. I mean, that's basically what she said. And you can imagine what that did to the feathers on my back. Why is it that we... maybe that's a better question than why. Because I work hard. Ellen, by the way, has worked very hard. She's had a great career. She came from nothing. She worked out to the point of having a real solid financial network. And so she says, okay, I pay 50% in taxes between state, local, and all this other stuff. Yeah, okay. And I don't mind my money going to people who don't have it. Well, why would you think about it that way? What is there about that mindset? And if Roberta Fasanelli were here, I'd ask her the same thing, because she agrees with this point of view. And she's got money. But why do we want to have money taken from us? If you decide you want to give your money to help those people, swell. But it ought to be your decision, not the government's decision, as to who gets your help. And why is it that because you've decided you're too lazy to get a second job to pay your bills, or a third job if you need it, like the rest of us have done in our lives, that you should get a government dole? How's that work? Doesn't work well for me. Richie, how's that work for you?
I can't use that plan. Thanks.
No. Kenny? I know Kenny's point of view on this. So
yeah, I've got lots of jobs.
Yeah. So when did it change? When did it become we take from the rich to give to the poor? I mean, I remember Robin Hood did that. Nice job. What was the old song? Robin Hood, Robin Hood. Flying through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood. With his band of men, feared by the bad, loved by the good, Robin Hood. I'm just trying to think of
it. It's a hit. I see it.
No, that was from the old TV show, but the theme was, he robbed from the rich to give to the poor. Now, yeah, there's the theme. Good God, this is 60 years old, Rich.
Wow, just listening to it, I can see the black and white.
Robin Hood riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood. let this story play out here.
She called the greatest archers to a tavern on the green. They vowed to help the people of the king. They handled all the trouble on the English country scene and still found plenty of time to sing. Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
All right. I guess that pretty much tells the whole story, doesn't it? Anyway.
There's your one indulgence for the week.
Thank you.
Don't ask for another.
Okay, well, the week's almost over. We got a whole fresh new week starting on Monday. Anyway, I think you get the point. And it just, it's just sad. It's a sick, really a sickness, and it's sad that people no longer seem to have an incentive. Although there are those people who have the incentive to do well, and then between the government interfering with the stupid rules that don't make any sense in most instances, government regulations, and the government taking your money, why would you start a business of your own? Now, I think about that. If I had, this is the 28th year of me doing this radio program, and I own the program. I have for the last 24 years. I've owned the program. And I'm still working at it because I still like it. I'm still accomplishing things, and I'm still able to make some money doing it, but it's because of the hard work of the people that are with me, not just me sticking my neck out, but other people who come along, like Kenny and Richie and Roberta and Jennifer, all who help to support what goes on here. But we're all working at it. They don't think they deserve something for nothing. And, you know, that is just...
In fact, we get nothing for something.
I was just thinking of that. I was trying to put that around, to twist that around a little bit. Christmas is coming, Richie.
I hear you, brother.
I know you.
Yeah, I found the newest Robin Hood song.
We're men. We've come around the forest to eat the mice. We're men.
Is this a Monty Python thing?
No, Brooks.
This is good. All right, we got to do the television report.
All right.
All right, coming up next year on Good Day.
But why would you say more else but put out your lights? We're men in tights. Always on guard, defending the people's rights.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Special announcement from Lumber Liquidators. Hundreds of styles and inventory are now available at our fourth annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. For a limited time, save as much as 70% or more on designer quality floors with over 400 varieties of beautiful flooring, like 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood from an incredible $1.99. Hot new wood look tile is clearance price from 99 cents. Hand-scraped hickory laminate is about half off. Plus, hurry in for additional yard sale deals starting at just 39 cents. And get 24-month special financing. Don't miss the Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey, so you saw the premiere of Undateable Live Friday, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I was part of the show. I even tweeted the cast during the show.
Wow, really?
Yes, you can literally connect with the cast during Undateable Live on social media. That's like, you know, like cool. Twitter or Instagram, you
mm-hmm.
know? So it's unlike any TV experience ever. I mean, this show isn't just live. It's alive.
It's amazing. Then it's the premiere of a new comedy, Truth Be Told, starring Mark Paul Gosselaar and Tone Bell.
Man, it looks laugh out loud funny.
Tonight on NBC.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Woo! Be good. Do you realize Christmas music is... We have one station already playing Christmas music in the country someplace, and now there are a couple of more that are going to start next week. Good Lord. So, from television, Powers Booth is back at his game, and he's pretty good at his game. He's a very good bad guy. Remember him from Sin City and Deadwood?
Yeah.
He's now joined Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He'll play Gideon Malik, a notorious man whose loyalties remain a mystery.
It's a good show. I wish I could watch it more.
I don't. I had it on the other night just for a few minutes, and I don't know. Brendan's friends with the guy who's the star. What was he, the basketball player? What's the guy's name?
I don't know.
I don't remember. He's a good basketball player, Brendan says, and a good guy. Anyway, let's see here. What else have we got? The Lamar Odom story on TV, as Richie pointed out, is just galvanizing all of those kinds of shows. It's like there's nothing else in the world going on.
People love to watch a train wreck.
Yeah, well,
and this is a big one.
Nickelodeon is bringing H.R. Puffin stuff back.
Oh, I love H.R. Puffin.
Can't wait. First time in 45 years. They have greenlit H.R. Puffin stuff comes to Mutt and Stuff. Special part of the network's order for 20 additional episodes of preschool series Mutt and Stuff from the Croft family, creators of Puffin Stuff. Wow. Denzel Washington is going to direct Grey's Anatomy. He's like Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman is directing Madam Secretary. Denzel Washington is going to direct Grey's Anatomy. That was interesting.
Interesting.
And Harry Connick is going to start a new daytime show with comedy and music. That ought to be good. Good for him.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Travel. We have lots of travel information here, courtesy of Pauline Frommer. She is excellent. Her family has a great reputation of helping people in the travel mode. As a matter of fact, she's blogging in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com about the 10 best airfare search sites.
Oh, this is great. I went through it the other day.
There are a couple that maybe are not so good that are listed in there as well. Plus information. Did you know that U.S. Airways has of today no longer exists? What does that mean? There are a couple of interesting anecdotal stories I'm sure that she has for us, and we'll get to those in a moment here on Good Day.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Cox Communications. Better safe than sorry is a slogan to live by, especially considering a burglary occurs every 15 seconds in the U.S. According to a 2015 survey conducted by Cox Home Life, more than 50% of homeowners worry they've left their front door unlocked after leaving the house, and almost 45 75% of parents check in on their tween or teen once or twice a day with their home security camera. And we care about our furry family members a lot, too. More than 50% of those surveyed have left an event early to check on a pet. Allison Jacobson, The Safety Mom.
Using technology to protect, monitor, and control your home remotely is perfect for parents who want to check in on their tweens, teens, or pets throughout the day. It's imperative you ensure your family is prepared to face anything that comes their way, from weather-related disasters to keeping your home protected.
Take the time to learn protective measures to avert a crisis before it occurs. Visit cox.com/homelife for more information.
Good day, program. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides. What do you think of when you think of you and your family have been traveling for years? Does it mean anything to you and or to us that the last flight of U.S. Airways was taken yesterday? It was Philadelphia to San Francisco. After that, the end of 76 years of kind of mergers. I remember the U.S. Air was sort of a conglomeration of Allegheny and Ozark.
Right.
But wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what it might mean today, a lot of the pundits are saying it might mean chaos at the airport, because this is the first day that the two computer systems of those two massive airlines are being married. And I'm sure they've done tests, but as we know with computer systems, something always messes up. So if you're flying U.S. Airways or American Airways today, get to the airport early. A lot of people are really worried there's going to be chaos.
All right, so how does that fold into, Pauline, the event that Southwest had to deal with earlier this week, the massive breakdown in their computer system? And what happened was chaos, and again, people were being asked to show up at the airport for paper tickets 2 hours before the flight. You know, it's why should we have to pay for their problems and their mistake? Why don't they give us back our money?
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? I just don't think they're going to do it. I mean, the thing is, I mean, the U.S. Airways disappearance is another sign that we have a monopolistic system in this country. We've got four airlines, as I said, I think last year, controlling over 80% of the flights. Yeah. And that is bad news, especially if you're living in an airport that's controlled by just one carrier. Yeah. You're not going to get a break.
Look at Cleveland, Cincinnati. Both of those are horrific when it comes to trying to get in and out of there, having to both be Ohio cities. I remember, and you do too, I'm sure, when we were kids, there were all kinds of choices. But this has the airline business gone the same route as other businesses, the consolidation, bigger businesses, and we all are
too big to fail. It's a big mistake, I think, what the federal government did in approving all of these mergers. It really was not good for the traveling public.
No, not at all.
And it's going to take a while. But, you know, actually, this week there's this app called Hopper that tracks fares, and they came out with a report that prices are going to be slightly down this fall from last because of the cost of fuel. Mm-hmm. They are cutting consumers a break in certain routes up to 12% less because they are paying less for fuel, much less. Yeah. So it's not all bad news.
One of the things I got a kick out of in the last 24 hours was the story of the flight from Dallas-Fort Worth, an American flight that was held up because bees were swarming under the plane. Because apparently they were trying to build a nest or
something.
I know, it really is.
At least it wasn't snakes on a plane. That's my big fear since that movie came out.
Yeah.
Was that?
Can you imagine? Wow, Zowie. All right, so there's always a lot of good advice going to the Frommer Travel Guides. What's your website, Pauline?
Our website is frommers.com. We have a great article up right now on which airfare search engine does the best for you.
Yep.
And the big takeaway is Orbitz, Expedia, and Travelocity ain't it.
Yes. All right.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.